She remained silent for a moment. Then she turned her face with an effort and looked at Marius.
Do you know what, Monsieur Marius? It puzzled me because you entered that garden. It was stupid because it was I who showed you that house. And then I ought to have said to myself that a young man like you...
She paused, and overstepping the somber transitions that undoubtedly existed in her mind, she resumed with a heartrending smile.
You thought me ugly, didn't you?
She continued.
You see, you are lost. Now no one can get out of the barricade. It was I who led you here, by the way. You are going to die. I count upon that. And yet, when I saw them taking aim at you, I put my hand on the muzzle of the gun. How queer it is. But it was because I wanted to die before you. When I received that bullet, I dragged myself here. No one saw me. No one picked me up. I was waiting for you. I said, "So he is not coming." Oh, if only you knew. I bit my blouse, I suffered so. Now I am well. Do you remember the day I entered your chamber? And when I looked at myself in your mirror? And the day when I came to you on the boulevard near the washerwomen? How the birds sang. That was such a long time ago. You gave me 100 sous, and I said to you, I don't want your money. I hope you picked up your coin. You are not rich. I did not think to tell you to pick it up. The sun was shining bright, and it was not cold. Do you remember, Monsieur Marius? Oh, how happy I am. Everyone is going to die.
She had a mad, grave, and heartbreaking air. Her torn blouse disclosed her bare throat. As she talked, she pressed her pierced hand to her breast, where there was another hole, and whence there spurted from moment to moment a stream of blood, like a jet of wine from an open bunghole. Marius gazed at this unfortunate creature with profound compassion.
Oh, she resumed, it is coming again. I am stifling.
She caught up her blouse and bit it, and her limbs stiffened on the pavement. At that moment, the young cock's crow, executed by little Gavroche, resounded through the barricade. The child had mounted a table to load his gun, and was singing gaily the song then so popular, En voyant Lafayette, les gendarmes répètent. Sauvons-nous, sauvons-nous, sauvons-nous. Eponine raised herself and listened, and then she murmured,
It is he.
And turning to Marius,
My brother is here. He must not see me. He would scold me.
Your brother? Inquired Marius, who was meditating in the most bitter and sorrowful depths of his heart on the duties to the Thénardiers which his father had bequeathed to him. Who is your brother?
That little fellow.
The one who is singing?
Yes.
Marius made a movement.
Oh, don't go away, said she. It will not be long now.
She was sitting almost upright, but her voice was very low and broken by hiccups. At intervals, the death rattle interrupted her. She put her face as near that of Marius as possible. She added with a strange expression,
Listen. I do not wish to pay you a trick. I have a letter in my pocket for you. I was told to put it in the post. I kept it. I did not want to have it reach you. But perhaps you will be angry with me for it when we meet again presently. Take your letter.
She grasped Marius's hand convulsively with her pierced hand, but she no longer seemed to feel her sufferings. She put Marius's hand in the pocket of her blouse. There, in fact, Marius felt a paper.
Take it, said she.
Marius took the letter. She made a sigh of satisfaction and contentment.
Now, for my trouble. Promise me.
And she stopped. What? Asked Marius.
Promise me.
I promise.
Promise to give me a kiss on my brow when I am dead. I shall feel it.
She dropped her head again on Marius's knees, and her eyelids closed. He thought the poor soul had departed. Eponine remained motionless. All at once, at the very moment when Marius fancied her asleep forever, she slowly opened her eyes, in which appeared the somber profundity of death, and said to him in a tone whose sweetness already seemed to proceed from another world.
And by the way, Monsieur Marius, I believe that I was a little bit in love with you.
She tried to smile once more and expired.